Small businesses unable to pay rent on commercial leases have just been given a lifeline. From today, commercial tenants and their landlords who cannot reach agreement on how much rent to pay will go to compulsory arbitration. The breakthrough comes after almost 2 months of negotiations between Labour and New Zealand First. The Justice Minister, Andrew Little, regrets it's taken so long. He spoke to reporter Joe Moyer last night ahead of the announcement later today.
We will amend the Property Law Act to allow for a term to be implied into every commercial lease agreement that says that we, as a consequence of COVID-19, there's been a disruption to the business that's caused a loss of revenue, then the parties will be expected to negotiate what that means in terms of rent relief for the business. If agreement can't be reached, then there'll be access to compulsory arbitration. The cost of that, 75% of it, will be subsidised by the government. The cost will be roughly $8,000 per arbitration, and the government will pick up $6,000 of that. There will be guidance in the amendment to the Property Law Act that indicates the sort of range of outcomes. So it will be rent relief for a period, it could be a total rent waiver for a period, it could be a proportional reduction of rent, it could be deferring a scheduled rent increase, it could be a mix of those things. But the approach we've taken allows the parties to determine an outcome that suits the particular circumstances of both the particular tenant and the particular landlord.
So New Zealand First has been quite open about the fact that they had some issues with this and around the sanctity of contracts. So where did you start with this paper, and where have you ended as a result of those negotiations with New Zealand First?
The critical change from the original proposal about 6 or 7 weeks ago to what we've arrived at now really centres on the size of business that will be able to get access to this process. So it is focused on those businesses where, on a per-site basis, there are 20 or fewer FT, full-time equivalent employees. So your basic cafe, small restaurant, retail shop, they'll benefit from this. But if you're a larger retail operation with multiple stores around the country, then it'll be done on a site-by-site basis in terms of calculating that 20 FTE employees. So a bigger retail business that has seen all of its sites disrupted will be able to get the benefit of this process.
Tenants in the commercial market have been crying out for this sort of support for a couple of months now, while coalition politics have effectively got in the way. Do you accept that some businesses, some tenants, will have gone under in the time that it has taken to find this result with New Zealand First?
Look, I share the disappointment that some landlords and tenants will have, that the government hasn't been able to provide a solution earlier. I genuinely regret that those circumstances have arisen. I know that there will be some parties which will have reached agreements that at least one side won't be happy with, but they felt compelled to enter that sort of agreement, and this package won't resolve it for them. But I think there are a lot of tenants and landlords who have been holding on, waiting for a signal about what the government will do. We've always taken the view that in a situation like this, everybody's got to share the burden, everybody should share the pain. This package does that. It's not about the government throwing more money at people to fix it. It is about providing the means for parties in a commercial situation to come up with a sensible solution to deal with a difficult problem. It will do that. It is a pity that it's taken this long.
And that was Andrew Little, Justice Minister, speaking to our political reporter Joe Moyer.